هلو، ازيكم؟ عاملين ايه؟ ايه الاخبار؟ النهارده ان شاء الله هيبقى توبيك لذيذ جدا جدا جدا. هنتكلم على الفريندز والريليشن شيبس، وطبعا عشان ابتدي الكونفرزيت او الكونفرزيشن صح، نريمان فركشت يا جماعه، قولي لها كونجراتيليشنز، يلا كلكم قولي لها كونجراتيليشنز.
No, no.
لا والله فركشت.
No, this is rude. Yes.
والله فركشت.
Yes, last Friday I broke up with my fiance.
Congratulations, والله I'm so happy for you.
I don't know what to say. This shouldn't be a happy situation where you can say congratulations. You should have said sorry.
No, sorry in case it's someone losing you, but you didn't lose anyone. You have me, so.
I have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, let's say hi to the people. Hi, Madonna. Hi, Jana. Hi, Farah.
Hi, Madonna, my dearest student all over my heart. I love you.
Well, Jana and Farah are my students, but so.
I only love my student. I am biased.
Wow. Okay. Right, so today the conversation is going to be about friendship, relationship. And the first point we're going to take or talk about is which is better in terms of friendship, boys or girls? Like, if you are a boy, I think that's the question. So I think that's the question. If I'm to be friends with a boy or a girl,
yes.
Right?
That's yes, this is the question. Which one would you like to be friends with more? Would you like to be a friend with a boy or a girl, and why?
To be honest, me for half and half. Like most, like girls and boys. That's an okay thing for me. Like to be with girls and boys, because I don't like having boys only, because sometimes I have matters that I cannot discuss with the boys because they will understand me wrong. So I go to the girls and I talk to them. Please do not give me or ask me to give you an example.
Yes, because the example is me.
Wow. Okay. Right. That was my answer for the question. What was your answer for the question?
Okay, for me, like as you said, for me, yes, sometimes half and half, but I am surprisingly and most likely I like to go with boys, because to be honest, us girls, we have some green eyes towards each other. Like, we don't like any girl to be better than me. And if I saw any girl who is better than me, most of the girls, not all of them, because I just want to be fair, they start to have green eyes on them. Like, how could she better than me? She cannot better than me. But when it comes to boys, they are more like practical. Yes, if you are better in something, go ahead, and they encourage you and they support you and so on. Not most likely with girls. This is what I think and this is what I suppose. But it doesn't mean that sometimes I need my girls in to talk about girls matters, like breakup,
no,
boyfriends,
boys matter. Yes.
breakups, boyfriends. If you have a crush on someone, of course you're not going to talk to a boy. You should talk to a girl, and the stuff that we girls know.
Well, I totally disagree, because girls are mean. Like, I'm sorry, girls. Most of our viewers right now are girls, but I think I'm screwing up really bad. But generally, yani, you get the idea that sometimes girls get jealous over some things. Like, if you have a better phone, if you have a better boyfriend, if you have a good-looking boyfriend,
you
they're
have a better job.
You almost dropped the laptop. Okay. If you have a better job, for example, yeah, that also works sometimes, I guess. Especially that it's more or less the same. Like, generally, all of them are jealous, like, in my opinion. But they're not jealous of boys. Like, if I go to them and I talk to them about certain matter, they don't get jealous. They actually advise you based on the really good advice. Do you remember the movie with Ahmed Hilmi, the one he was so fat?
X-Large,
yes. Okay. He had so many girlfriends. So many. And he wanted to have a girlfriend, like an actual one, to be here, his husband. Wow, his husband. I mean, his wife. So he asked for their help. They used to have meetings. They used to give them advice.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit I want in my life, to be honest. Yeah, I just cursed. I'm allowed to curse.
No.
So what? So what?
And we would like to hear from you, like people who are listening to us, Madonna, Jana, Farah, and Mayar, we would like to know, what do you think about this? Would you like to be with a friend who's a boy or a friend who is a girl, and why? We would like to hear you. You can type, by the way, either here or on the WhatsApp group, and we will be there too. We will understand you, don't worry. So we would like to hear from you too.
Yeah, I'm still looking forward to feedback from you guys, especially you, Yafara. Yeah, especially you, Yafara, and Madonna, of course, because Madonna is Nariman student and I cannot be rude. So yeah, you can write here or you can write on WhatsApp. Tell us, what do you think? And we will go over the other point while you guys talk about it, and we will read your comments, don't worry. Okay, I promise you, we will read your comments, wallah. Okay, so next thing is next. Do you think a friendship can turn to a relationship?
It happened to me and I broke up.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, yeah, it could be a relationship, but respect is the most important thing, girls. Love is not everything. Respect is...
I wish so bad that I had a sad background right now. Like sad background music, you know, like the piano music. She raised her middle finger to me, guys. She's so rude. Madonna, your teacher is so rude.
I didn't.
Well, I swear. Okay, so can a friendship turn to a relationship? In my opinion, yes. Like, why the hell not? Like, she's a girl, I'm a guy. If we get the things straight together, if we have like the same mentality, we feel relaxed together, we think together, and we support each other, then yeah, why the hell not? However, Egyptian mentality sometimes kicks in, like, how can he be a friend and suddenly wants to be my boyfriend? What? Like, that's okay, right? That's okay?
Yes, yes.
It is okay. So, like, some girls sometimes go like, no, he's been my friend for like 4 years. What was he thinking about? Like, has he been thinking about me this whole time and keeping it a secret? Yeah, that's called professionalism.
It happened with me and I broke up as well.
God damn it. You only have that sentence to say today?
Because I'm so lonely, broken angel right now.
So lonely, broken what?
Angel.
Angel?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to comment on that. But yeah, I do think you're an angel. Okay, you are an angel. They're not. Right. Can a friendship turn into a relationship? Do you think we can talk about anything else in that point?
I think we've already said enough, but like I haven't said my complete opinion that I think, yes, sometimes friendship can turn to a relationship, as you said, if it's based on respect, if we know each other really, really well, and if we have a common background as well. So yes, it can sometimes work, but not all the time. Not all the time, but yes, sometimes. And I think we have... Do you have anything else that you would like to add?
I guess not, but the people... I'm gonna kill you, people. You haven't posted anything, either here or on the WhatsApp group, and I'm gonna kill you all, especially you in Farah Al Maadi and Jana Farah Al Maadi. And then,
okay, I think Madonna, he will only kill his students and I will still love you.
Yeah, that's kind of right. Okay, so I'm not gonna kill them, I'm gonna give them love instead. So there, okay, I'm not gonna give them love. Khalas. I'm sorry, guys, like keeping the business running needs like both confirmations. So if I say yes, she says no, of course it's a no. Like, okay, yeah. Have you ever backstabbed a friend or been backstabbed from a friend?
Can we please tell them first, what does backstab mean?
Can you?
Yes,
like,
sure.
Unless you're muted.
Okay. I'm not muted. So, backstabbed, it means, do you know that, and it's a thing that common between us girls, that, for example, we are three girls, Mai, Nariman, and Wissam, for example, and Wissam went to Mai, and talked about me, not in a good way, in a very, very bad way behind my back. So she is backstabbing me. So have you ever backstabbed any one of your friends? For me, no, I haven't. I have never backstabbed any of my friends. Even if I am angry with them or I am mad at them at something, I just go in front of their faces and I said, okay, I am mad because you did 1, 2, 3, and that's it. But I have been backstabbed before, but before we go through this, we can ask, oh, Madonna, I love you, Ad-Dunya. Okay, but Muhammad, what do you think? Have you ever backstabbed one of your friends?
No, of course not. Like, I believe in the common saying, you only live once, you know, like this.
So one, wise.
Yeah, of course. It's a tattoo. So, of course, I take my inspirations from amazing things such as tattoos. Yeah. And inspiration, guys, by the way, this is a very important word. Inspiration is something that inspires you. Like, no shit. Like. Everyone knows inspiration is something that inspires you, right?
Inspire?
Do they know the meaning of inspire? I just explained that, right?
You explain inspiration.
Okay. Well, isn't it the same?
Okay, so inspiration is the noun, inspire is the verb. And this verb means that, like, for example, when you see something and you start and it gives you good ideas or good thoughts to do something, this is inspire, and the noun is inspiration. Let me give you an example for that. When I said that my mother has been always my inspiration, it means that whenever I think of my mother, I always think of good things that I would like to do with the future, right?
Yes, I definitely agree, and you are doing the teaching from now on.
Yeah. Okay, so you have never backstabbed a friend?
No, I dislike that, and I will never do something like that ever, because it's not worth it, you know? Like, this is the thing, and that's what we speak in. Yes. Okay, so generally, when we have, like, friends, leave with dignity. Like, seriously, if you want to leave, leave with dignity. Do not ever like backstab someone. Do not talk shit about or talk bad. Sorry, I keep cursing. I don't know why. My bad. Do not talk bad about someone else. This is really rude. Like, if you want to leave a relationship or like leave that friend for once and for all, just go ahead. Like, no one will ever mind. Life will continue. His life will continue, or her life will continue. So, yeah, just live your life, because you only live once. Okay.
But let's talk, if we change the rules, it means that have you ever been backstabbed by a friend? You. Have you ever been backstabbed by a friend?
Luckily, no. Like, luckily, no. Because I usually choose my friends really well. Like, I have to know them. I have to see what they know. Like, their knowledge. Are they educated enough? Are they old enough? Are they mature enough? Things like that. Like, these things are signs. If that person is highly educated or, like, well-educated, then they're not going to do that, because simply it's not just worth their time. Same thing for me. It's not worth my time. I have classes to teach, privates to go to, podcasts to do. So I'm not going to waste my time talking about someone else or like having someone talk about me behind my back, because trust me, the people I know are quite limited, and yet I respect them. And they
except me.
So you don't respect me?
No, I do, but I am not limited. I have a big part of your life.
I'm not going to comment on that. Moving forward.
Okay, like, about me, this is what I was saying in the first question, that in boys' world, they don't backstab each other. But us girls, we really backstab each other, because it happened to me before that one of my friends went to another one, and actually they were boys, and she talked really, really bad about me, saying things about me that I am not, and it really hurt me so much, but that wasn't the past now. This is past now.
The past you're talking about is college day, right?
Yeah.
College days.
I was young and naive.
And they were old and smart? Of course they were.
No, but they were young and mean.
Okay, I will accept that.
This is why I love hanging out with boys, and I love my best friends or my friends to be boys more than girls. I don't know why, because you're not mean, to be honest. Boys are not mean, but us girls, we're so mean sometimes.
That's why your best friend is called Nariman and the other one is called what? The other girl?
My?
I'm your only best friend, and I'm a male. I'm the only guy in your family.
Yeah, family? Friends.
Kinda.
Friends.
Yeah. Well, it's the same pretty much.
Okay. Nice. Very well. Which next point, do you have anything that you would like to say?
Sorry.
Or anything that you would like to add regarding the backstabbing thingy?
No. That's so again, tell us the stories. If you have been backstabbed before, send it privately or send it to Nariman if she's your teacher, or send it to me if I'm your teacher. And we will generally correct the mistakes, if any, and send them back. Like, this is a good discussion, guys. This is a very, very good paragraph you can make. This is a very good even article you can create. Like, it has so many words you can use. It has so many things you can do. So, yeah. Do send us the comments and the feedback on this point as well. Okay. Next point is...
Da-da-da-da. Using and abusing in a friendship. Yeah. Oh, how tragic.
So what does tragic mean, لو سمحت?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. لو سمحت, I don't understand Arabic. Oh.
I mean, please.
What's the word that you... Oh, so Farah, hey. Sometimes, so Farah is sharing us.
Sharing us?
Sharing
us and Saloom.
Yes.
Was it bad? I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Sometimes friendship turns into a relationship in case two parts are the same in many details. Okay, for me, for you, for Farah, she doesn't like to be in a relationship with her best friend. It's bored for me. I hate relationship. Aslan, congratulations, Nariman. Thank you, Farah. I hope the same for you, because you said that you hate relationships. But why? Why do you think it's bored? I hope that you can text us again. And
really commenting, because she's my student and I know her, that's boring, right? Like, you mean that with my best friend it's boring for me, somewhere around that. Okay, sorry, we were whispering. Right, so I think she meant it's boring for friendship. So Madonna, what do you think as well? We need Madonna, we need Mayor, we need you guys to talk to us. Like, send the messages over privately, send it to Nariman. I think, where is Nariman's phone? Hold on, we will get the phone. It's in the back? Okay. Okay. Prepositions of place. Selta. Sorry, just making fun of her. Yeah, this is a very good point as well. Making fun of someone, that's like laughing at someone, which in Egyptian we call بنسف عليه. So making fun of someone, بسف. So yeah, you can use that. Making fun of and the person's name. Sorry, Nariman, I had to use this in teaching. Right, so that actually brings us to another point. Not all the Egyptian teachers, like not all, just talking in a general way, we usually have words that we say in Arabic during the class or throughout the class. I do.
And Madonna can say this. Madonna, do you even understand the Arabic once you're in the class?
The Arabic is their mother tongue. Of course they understand it, but they don't use it. They don't use it. There is a difference.
In my class, there is no Arabic.
There is no Arabic.
Yes.
Okay, in my class there is no Arabic, but I'm talking about teacher problems. Like, do you have something like okay? Do you say okay too much?
Yeah, sometimes.
There you go. So okay, okay, you said there okay, and let's study okay. But yeah, some teachers do have that.
But and actually, I don't have the okay thing. I have the thank you. Thank you.
I think that's quite generous. My mistakes are like not mistakes, but things that I continuously say wrong is yeah, like yeah, Ahmed, yeah, Muhammad. In the middle of the speech, I would like I used to have these and bus, exactly, yeah, bus. So if I'm explaining 2 points and I'm supposed to say but, I say bus. So that's always like some things I say. Anyways, let's go back to the friendship and talking about the whole thing.
We were talking using and abusing in a friendship.
Using and abusing in friendships. Well, that's...
this is so dramatic for both of us.
Well, I have been used before. Yeah. Like, I've been used before for for 4 years of my life. Like,
4 years.
she used to be my best friend, and she used to live in Helwan. Okay, and we had college together. So she wouldn't attend at some points. Like, she doesn't attend any lectures. She doesn't attend anything. And every now and then she calls me saying, hey, I'm so sick and so tired, I cannot go to college. Can you please get me some papers from the faculty? Some paper. Yeah, see, she's teaching me English here. So, some paper from the faculty. The paper she means, which something we call malzama in English, or in Arabic, sorry. Which is a thing. You guys know it, of course. So I used to take these papers and go all the way to Helwan. And for those who don't know, I live in Sayyida Zainab. So that was like 11 stations to give her the paper. And I would then just go back because, of course, she's sick. She cannot stay with me. All she said was thank you and bye bye. After 4 years, I told her that I liked her. Like, I started to grow feelings for her. And I shared that, like, quite honestly, without any hesitation, without anything.
I have been there.
And after that, she just changed her number. She did not have the courtesy to just go and say, no, I'm sorry, we cannot have a relationship together, but we can be friends. And she just decided to just end the whole thing by changing her number. Later on, her sister called me saying, hey, why aren't you calling us? Why aren't you checking on us? It's been a while and blah, blah, blah. I told her, your sister like blocked me on WhatsApp. She said, no, she didn't. She just changed her number. And I was like, okay, those who change numbers tell the important people in her life or their life that they changed the number, like, right? So that's common sense. So if I change the number, I'm going to send my number to my best friends, my supervisors, my seniors, and so on. And that's just normal. But when I don't, that means I don't want them to have my number. So it was pretty much common sense that she wanted to end the whole thing. And I accepted that. Of course, it was hard at the time, but I learned to accept and move on. So yeah, that's just me. So Nerman is going to tell you her story now as well.
Yes, that I have been used by my best friend and my fiancé at the same time because we have been friends for 2 years. Then the friendship became a relationship and we spent 4 years together and I have been there for him for almost his whole life. At college, I was studying for him. And even in his army, I was there for him and I used to buy him gifts and everything and to be nice with him all the time. And then we got engaged, both of us, and I was so happy on top of the world of happiness. And by the end, it didn't work because he didn't respect me that much. But he really used me and I see that he used me and he used my feelings and I did everything good for him and he ended up disrespecting me. This is so tragic and brings very, very bad memories.
Let's cry.
Let's cry. We can either cry or cut our veins. أيهما أقرب؟
Arabic.
You use Arabic. Okay, so again, everyone, the ladies or people who are listening to us, I need you to share our your experiences. Okay, if you have ever something. Faced something like this.
Okay, I want to add something.
Yes, please.
So she said that this is so tragic and this is going to make us all cry. So there is a social language thing that you can use or speak or say. You can say, cry me a river. Like, cry me a river. Which means like, cry as much as you want and I will not care. But this is rude. You should not say that when someone is like wanting to actually cry. But you can make fun of them, and again making fun Nasif. So yeah, this is me in English. I usually take care of the
this is him in life. Whenever I am sad, he makes fun of my sorrows and my sadness, and we both end up laughing. So whenever I cry or whenever I have a problem and I call him or I text him saying that, hey, Muhammad, 1, 2, 3, 4 happened, He says it's okay, and then he starts making fun of me, and then we both end up laughing and talking about any other thing than my sadness, which is something that I really appreciate and I really like. But it works with me, but it might not work with other people, because other people, they don't like their sads to be made fun of.
Sorry, sad stories. Sad stories.
Sad stories, yes. To be made fun of. They just need someone to show empathy and be like, okay, don't worry, everything will be okay, and I am here for you, and I got you. But I like to laugh when I'm sad, and actually, he always does this, so thank you.
Well, it's just that we know each other too well, and life is too short for us to keep crying and like, shedding tears over people. Shedding tears means crying, by the way. Shedding tears over people and like blaming ourselves and things like that. It just like it takes too long. It takes too long and life's too short. So I always live with the concept you only live once. I'm sorry, guys. I swear if Dad would allow me to have a tattoo, I would just draw it on my hand because I really believe.
Al-haram. Al-haram?
Yeah. Well, they are, yes. I cannot debate haram and halal, but generally, like, if I could, I would definitely write YOLO on my hands. Like, you only live once, so YOLO. It's a very famous saying in the US. Right, let's go to another point. Choosing the right people. And Nariman is gonna start on point on this one.
Why would I? Choosing the right people. To be honest with myself and with you and with Muhammad, who is my best friend, that I am the worst person ever in choosing the right people. Or I stop. If I were the best person to choose people, or if I could choose people, I wouldn't have ended up being broken-hearted and broken up at the same time. I wouldn't have broken up with my fiancé. I would have known him for the first second that he would use me. And to be honest, I wasn't used by only my fiancé. I was used by a lot of people all over my life. Because I always go to the extra mile with people, but actually I end up being hurt at the end, which is, I don't know if it's something good or bad, but it hurts me. But I think I get used to this. I don't know. And Muhammad will add his point.
Before I add my point, you said a very good thing that is related to the present simple. Usually people who want to say get used to, we teach you that this is a habit, right? Like I will get used to running, for example, in the morning. I will get used to driving the car slowly. So that's a habit that I would like to have or take on. So in that case, you can use get used to when you are talking about general things as well. But that means you are going to stick to that. Like if you're going to make yourself a rule, maybe I should get used to not treating people with extra kindness, for example. So, what? We started at 30? Okay, so 10 minutes more. 10 minutes more. Okay. So generally, yeah, you can use get used to when you are talking about that, which is a very, very good use of the word get used to, or the phrasal verb, or the thing. Wahid, if he was there, please, Wahid, tell us, what do you think get used to? What would you call it in the structural meaning? Mr. Wahid, he's here? Okay, invite him next time, because I would want to know the contextualization for this word. Anyways, my point in choosing the right people, I usually choose people who are kind, sweet, and usually are educated, well-educated even. God damn it. No, like, I have other friends, wallahi. Like, you're my best friend, yes, but generally I have other friends as well. Hold on, we have... That's the confidence she has. Okay,
no,
so
this is not confidence. This is
being tested. Okay, I will go ahead and read something Farah wrote to us again. My experience in relationship, he made me cry and I called him, but he didn't answer. He made a block. Before that, he cared about me and I loved him. In the end, I'm fine without him. I decided they are for me, only friend. Yeah, well...
By the way, Farah, I would like to add something that he really made me cry as well. But I didn't call him and I made the block on everything. And yes, I used to care about him and he used to care about me. And I decided that for me, he's not even going to be a friend. That's over. I literally dropped him out of my life. And I think that you should have done the same. But I'm happy that now you moved on and you are okay.
Well, moving on is also a good idea that we should talk about or address. But I'll go back to the point I was saying, which is choosing my friend or choosing friends. Choose the friends who are really the same way of thinking. Like, as a man, I usually do that. I don't know for girls what's the criteria or what are the options you have. But as a man, I usually choose the people who are highly educated or educated at least, and they share the same perspectives of life. Like, we share the same ideology, the same thinking about life. This is where I feel comfortable. Like, when I go out with them, I usually just talk to them, just speak my heart out, which is a very good word, by the way. Speak my heart out means I just say everything.
Catharsis.
She's saying ya fannan in English. Do not do that. Do not do that. This is Arabic translation. Artist means rasam. In Arabic, we have it fannan. So thank you, Nariman, for the awesome addition, wallah. Madonna, please double check your English with Mr. Wahid. Maybe she taught you some wrong information or something. Okay. Wow. Okay, thank you. Okay, so generally, yes, choose the best friend or choose a friend based on your criteria and your way of thinking. And usually great friends as well. Like, he's your colleague, he's your best friend, he's your boyfriend, or he's your, in my case, he would be my best friend, and girlfriend. So these are like the titles I have for the people. And it helps, like, seriously, it does. Anyways, let's add another point, which is moving on. Moving on.
Okay, so moving on. My way of moving on, I eat a lot these days. I eat a lot of chocolate and I go out a lot with my friends. And by the end of the day, I cry, by the way. I cry at night. So I eat in the morning and I be happy, but by the end of the day, I cry. But I am sure that in a couple of weeks, I will be okay. I will give myself its time to heal. I will give myself its time to be okay. And I will accept me being sad for a while. But deep inside, I am sure that one day I will be okay without him and I'm going to continue my life being nothing but the best. So I think the best way in moving on is to accept the idea that at some points you will be sad. It's okay to be sad and you can cry and you can even scream because at some point you will be okay.
I usually drink when I am sad.
No.
Like, no. I'm gonna be honest. Drink water.
Okay.
What did you think? That's a lie. Right. Everyone has a way of moving on. Well, everyone has a way of moving on. That's
guys, he doesn't drink, he's lying.
Okay, I'm lying. Well, in general,
he only smokes and he goes out with me.
Okay. In general, everyone has a way of adapting and moving on. Like when you have a very hard situation that in which you have to move on. Okay. Alright. Alright. So in general, yeah, I think everyone has a way of moving on. Some people just rather eating, some people go out, some people ignore. And the worst kind of all is something called bottling up. Do not keep your feelings inside you. Do not, like, keep them all inside and just burst out on the day. Like, burst is equal to blow, by the way. Do not blow out or do not burst out in the end, because this is going to be really hard for you. Like, I remember Maryam at once, she had broken up with her. Maryam is the friend that I told you about. She broke up with her or with her boyfriend at that time, and we were not boyfriends and girlfriends, we were just friends. In that case, her phone dropped. Her phone literally dropped. The screen was broken, which is okay, like, we can fix it. It wasn't that expensive. It was only for 200. And once the phone dropped, she bursted out in tears and screams. So she was just waiting for something that to happen. And once it did, she blew up. She bursted out in tears, screams. Like when people used to ask, what's going on? The phone dropped. Do you believe the idea? So she's crying so hard for it because the phone had dropped. But that wasn't obviously the real reason. She was going through a hard time and things like that. And I still remember this situation, and I promised myself I will never bottle up my feelings. I will always speak my feelings and share them. I had trouble actually sharing my feelings at the beginning, like with people. But thanks to me, I started to do No, just kidding. Thanks to Nariman, and when I got to know her, she was just looking at me in that weird way, like, what do you feel? Yeah, like she didn't understand how I felt. Like when she saw me angry, she just understood that I'm angry, but she never knew why, what's causing the problems, and I never spoke. Later on, I started to adapt, and I started to speak, and I started to say what's inside me, and that took time. That took a lot of time to happen. So yeah, please share your feelings with your best friends, mothers or fathers. No, sometimes brothers and sisters are a good option, sometimes not. Like, you don't share your feelings with your sister, right?
I do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Exactly.
She tells on me.
Exactly. So she tells on you. So brothers and sisters are not always the best option, because you want to always present yourself as a role model, you know? Like, you want to keep the strong face, the strong abilities, the independency, everything in line so that they respect you. The moment you break is the same moment they break, because they don't understand anything but you crying. Okay, what's the reason? Once you say the reason, they still don't care. They see you cry, so they want to have revenge or something. So, yeah. And Nancy is a serial killer, by the way. Hi, Nancy. Nancy is her sister. Okay, so we had another comment from Farah. Moving on.
We're stuck at night, eat popcorn, watch a movie, sleep more, go out with my friends and work more. Yes, this is exactly what I do, but I don't watch a movie. I watch a TV series called The Original.
And you don't work more. You cancel all your classes in there.
No, I work, wallahi.
Cancel all the classes.
Because I'm a broken hearted. How can I ever work and I'm broken hearted? Yes, and that's everything. Do you have anything that you would like to say? Muhammad?
Can I have the microphone? No, I don't. I don't have anything to say. But generally, we want to thank all of you for coming today, listening to us talk, listening to us speak our feelings out, and sharing with you some of the things. We will write everything we spoke about today. We will write... We will write everything we spoke about today, the social language, the grammar, the structure, everything we spoke about today will be listed. And I will also share the SoundCloud link once it's uploaded to the group. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything, and yes, Farah, we will correct your mistakes as well as Madonna, if she has any. Send us your thoughts, ya Madonna, send us your thoughts, ya Mayor, on WhatsApp. Relating to the same ideas we spoke about, we will correct all your mistakes just to get better. Nariman wants to say something that I cannot read out, so there you go.
Yeah, okay. So for people that who are listening to us, you have an assignment that I would like to take you to take it seriously because it is going to be so beneficial for you. I would like you to send me or send to the group. If you would like to send me privately, you can too. Send me a voice note with your experience if you have ever been backstabbed by a friend. Send me this voice note and I will be there. We both be there to correct your pronunciation, your grammar, your structure. And trust me, if you try, this is going to be very useful for you. If you would like to send it on the WhatsApp group, you can. If you would like to send either to me or Muhammad privately, you can. And we will be always there to help because this is the main purpose or this is the main aim why we created this podcast, just for you to help you. And that was everything for today. You will find the script is written on the blogger and we will send you the link. And you will find the episode is recorded on SoundCloud. And once it's uploaded, we will send you the link as well. That's everything for today. We were so happy having you. And bye-bye and have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye.